Ann Arbor City Council next week might take a step towards creating a park on top of a portion of the city's underground parking structure. Councilmember Jack Eaton is introducing a resolution to set aside about 20% of the surface lot closest to Fifth Avenue for the park. Eaton's resolution is based on a plan created by the Library Green Conservancy. Eaton says a study shows the plan has other supporters as well.
76% of respondents indicated that they want more downtown park and open space. And a majority of the people who responded to that survey indicated that this location was a good place to have a park.
Eaton says the resolution simply designates an area for a park and asks the Park Advisory Commission to develop a possible uses for the space to be considered by council in the fall. While most everyone agrees that some of the land above the parking structure should be used as open space, there are concerns about the proposed resolution. City Councilmember Christopher Taylor believes there are timing issues.
I think that we need to make sure that the open space is integrated with the eventual development, that it is designed in collaboration with the library and other adjoining neighbors. The proposal as it is would lock in a footprint.
Councilmember Stephen Kunzelman is contemplating introducing a resolution calling on the city to sell the land. However, he doesn't believe this park resolution will negatively impact the city's ability to sell the property. Instead, Kunzelman thinks a future development could create a valuable community asset.
Include public space and a building, that can also go over, the public space, so that you actually have some shelter from the weather. We don't have any place like that in Ann Arbor. And, if we look at some of the activities that take place in the summer up at Liberty Plaza, with the Sonic lunches, whenever there's rain, those events kind of either don't happen or, have poor turnout.
Kunzelman thinks the best scenario would have a new library built on top of the parking structure connected to the new park. The current library's land could then be sold for commercial development. He's also concerned that there's very little money to do anything with the site currently. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.